So now Cycle.land is coming to Cambridge. Now, Agni Mullicarte is a former Oxford University student and one of the few female business leaders in the cycling sphere. I was really, really interested to talk to Agni, who is the CEO and co-founder of Cycle.land. This is the peer-to-peer bicycle sharing platform, which aims to revolutionise the journeys that are less, well, 5 miles rather, or less, and is passionate, really passionate and excited about bike sharing that solves urban travel problems. Now, I spoke to Agni Mullicarte earlier and I asked her, is this the new Uber app for cycles? And what is the way forward for cycling around the city?
I think that we don't necessarily see ourselves as the new Uber, but however, what we do think is that so far, innovation has focused so much on cars.
Yes.
So when you look at Uber, Tesla, Google cars, they're of course very exciting. Looking into the future, people moving in cars that are self-driven, electric. However, our cities are not really becoming more car sort of adapted. They are staying the same. So in Oxford and Cambridge, what we see is, of course, tiny roads with more and more people moving on those roads. Mm. Tourists coming in, students, huge populations, and more of those cars are not really going to solve the problem. And we think that there's a very easy solution, simple, cheap, simple bicycle to get more people on bikes. And bike sharing is, of course, something that I think sharing economy enthusiasts would agree is sort of making better use of bikes. So about 50% of people already have bicycles in the UK. Not 50% cycle every day. That means that there are bikes in the sheds, standing locked up, unused. And we want to make better use of those bikes. And we think that peer-to-peer bike sharing is a great opportunity to move people in a greener, more sustainable way in urban areas.
Interesting. As you're saying, that we've got more cars, but we need more cycles on the road. But as you say, 50% of people that own bikes, not all of them use them. So how does this work with this app then, Agni?
Sure. So it's very simple. It's I think Airbnb has really paved a path to shared goods or spaces. And it's basically people snap a picture of their bicycle and they upload that picture, write a short description. What's the size of the bike? What are special qualities that a person likes? And then they decide on a price. What do they want to charge per day? So in Oxford, we have bikes that are 50p, £1, £10, £15 per day. So they choose the price, and then they wait for another Cycle.land member to come in and ask for their beloved bike to be taken out.
So it is a bit like the app when you try and find a car parking space in the city, isn't it? So it's almost locating a bike for you to use. So you obviously have to pick the bike up from that place and then you return it as well. So you've got to keep into your town and your vicinity, haven't you?
That's right. That's right. So some of our members, they do lock up the bikes with a combination lock. So then they simply send a combination lock code to a person and say, oh, it's locked up, you know, somewhere. Some of the bikes are locked up with smart locks. So those are the locks that you can open up with your phone, actually, if you have access. And then some people choose the good old key method. So then you sort of go to a person's home, pick up the key, pick up the bike, have a little chit-chat, talk about the best routes to get around, and ride off. And then when you are done, whether it's after a day, after 20 days, some of our members choose to borrow a bike for 3-4 months, then you return it to the same location as you picked it up.
Tell us a little bit about it, because you've started this obviously in Oxford. That is where you are, where you went to university. But give us, but of course, the, you know, one of the reasons I'm putting it on here for Cambridge 105 is because you are bringing it to Cambridge and a lot of other cities around the UK. Is that right? And that's happening very soon.
Yes, we are very excited about our expansion plans, and it is starting with equity crowdfunding. So right at this moment, we are raising funds for our expansion plans into 5 more cities. And the first one will be, very excitedly, Cambridge, where we will basically roll out the same thing as we did in Oxford. We learned all of our lessons in Oxford, what works, what needed to be tweaked so that it works better. how can we welcome our new members in Cambridge? How can we involve people who are excited? So what we found in Oxford, actually, a lot of elderly citizens tend to be very excited about Cycleland, and they are very happy to share their bikes. They're very happy to meet with students and chat about what they're doing, about their future plans, and then lend the bikes for a term, let's say.
What about the bike itself? Do we have to have an MOT in it? Does it have to be? Obviously, it has to be in good shape, doesn't it, the bike, before you can borrow it?
Yes. So we encourage our members very much to check their bikes and be honest about them. Whatever problems they have, fix them up before they put it online. And if there's something that is unusual, certainly reveal it to the person who wants to rent it. And then on the same kind of precautions we say to the people who want to rent a bike, we say, well, when you go there, test ride it. If you don't like it, if you think it's not safe, leave it, basically. So far, we haven't had problems. And it is relying, of course, on people being self-reliant in a way to check the bikes.
Yes, exactly. But it is, as you say, it's a really important thing, sharing a bike, and not, you know, you don't have to buy a bike to get around on a bike, and so you can save yourself money. But I want to know, Agnes, how do you plan the prices? Because you said that you can borrow a bike from as little as a 50 pence or a pound right up to £15. And why is there a menu or a rule? Why do you decide on that?
So at the moment, Cycleland actually does not charge a fee. So we just provide the platform because we are in this stage of growth and trying to understand what works and what doesn't. And basically, it's our members who decide on how much do they want to charge. And as there are different motivations for why people share their bikes, and there's a difference in quality, of course, of bikes. So if you have a fancy race bike, perhaps you don't want to give it to somebody for 50p per day. However, if you want to connect with new people, if you say, well, for me, it's the whole sharing economy and bike sharing, it's sort of a pleasure project in itself, then probably 50p is just a little bit of a positive thing that you get to, so that you can maybe buy a basket for your bike or something like that. And we have one bike that is actually, it's called a humanitarian bike. The name of the bike is Ruby. And it's our very recent addition. And it is an alumna who said, well, I actually want to leave the bike at my university where I graduated. And I want new students to have access to a bike the day they get into the city. But, and I don't care so much about how much money I will make, but I want to donate all of that money to a charity of my choice. So there are different reasons for why people exactly are excited about Cycleland and what do they wish to do with the money. Now, people with higher-end race bikes, of course, that is a different category and sort of, well, different way of sharing bikes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it does sound really, really exciting. So the main thing is to make sure that you have a bike to offer, to loan, and also that you have this app. So for people listening today, what should they be looking out for? I mean, how are you going to be alerting us in Cambridge to this new app? Because it does sound very exciting.
Sure. So in November, we plan to come into Cambridge, and actually already people can sign up onto Cycleland. So it's www.cycle.land, and anybody can go sign up, start exploring how it works, and we hope to build a critical mass within the next few months as we will be expanding. But already, if listeners are excited, they can also send me an email if they have questions. It's agne@cycle.land.
Oh, that's great. You talk about the technology, and it's, as you say, lots more have paved the way for you to use this. Your background is really, really interesting. You, Agnes, you worked in a robotics company, Berkeley, in California, is that right? And you've got an MSc in Migration Studies at Oxford University. Wow.
I did make a little bit of a leap after my master's. So I sort of started as a social scientist and was very excited about people, clearly, and social sciences. And then during my master's, I became really, really interested in startup world. And I thought, well, perhaps that is my path. And before I was ready to make that leap to have my own startup, I went on to work for a Canadian home robotics company that was expanding into the U.S. It was an excellent experience, very exciting atmosphere in Silicon Valley right now. It's everybody has their own startup. Everybody's working on something that excited about. And then I thought, well, I do remember, of course, in Oxford that there's this whole bicycle problem that people have. And I thought, well, how come there's Airbnb for spaces but not for bikes yet?
Yeah.
So I decided to work on this idea, which I think is a great opportunity for us to change how people move about in urban areas.
Well, absolutely. And we here in Cambridge have the same problem with bikes and traffic. So it's not too soon to have this sort of app coming to Cambridge in November. Agni, it's been fantastic to talk to you. I really, really wish you the best of luck. And I'm definitely going to be downloading it very soon and asking you questions, because we all have bikes at home. And the whole idea of actually cycling and making a little bit of money at the same time, obviously, as long as your bike is up to scratch, is key, isn't it? And it's such a great opportunity.
Well, I'm so excited. Welcome on board onto Cycleland. Oh. And yes, I hope that there will be a lot of people in Cambridge who are excited about Cycleland who will be joining us.
Oh, it's a really good concept. Thank you, Agni. It's been lovely to talk to you. And I wish you all the very best for this app. And we look forward to welcoming you to Cambridge very, very soon.
Thank you.